That's an interesting question. I don't feel like an expert on online and remote assessment, but I have some experience on these, or experience at least also on assessment. And I can try to answer this question in that perspective. Regarding the gender, I didn't find so far differences regarding assessment methodologies that will relate to gender, either for students or faculty. So in, at least in my experience, it does not affect the process. And people are willing to do assessment or not willing, okay, online or remote, independently of the gender. Things that I have noticed that influence the assessment process when it is online remote is, for example, the relationship with the physical process, like the sheet of paper and the pen and the people taking notes on the side of the paper. So things that people are really, they have done that for years and years. And they, it helps them to think during the assessment process. If we are talking about written tests or similar things, so other things that we could have are related with, for example, the interaction between the students, and that is really we can simulate. The interaction between a team in an online process, but it will not be the same. So at least during some parts of the process, if they are able to join together and be together, I think it will help a lot to the team. But I understand that we are in the need of this. Okay, we need to work remotely a lot of times with colleagues, for example, that are in Girona or in Spain or in other parts of the world, and we can help our students to develop also that kind of competences to work together remotely. Okay? So we have to do something on that, but of course it has some difficulties that we have to deal with. Regarding the studies typologies, I'm not sure about the influence that may have on the process, but usually I think the STEM studies are more keen, they are more experienced with the use of technology, so it may be easier for them, but this is not a general rule. Okay, and we can have people in other. For example, I have a colleague in the humanities that she works with the digital humanities, and she's a lot into technology, and she really works with her students also with the different kind of technologies. So one of the things that I think also will help. Will happen is that with the artificial intelligence, it will not only be used by students to deal with the content and create solutions or essays. We as teachers will also use it for creating projects and problems and things that our students will have to deal with, and additionally. We may have also artificial intelligence tools helping us to assess the works that our students are doing. So a lot of things will happen. We don't know yet what, but I think it will depend on the context and the teacher and the students. Okay, in my perspective, it will be a thing that will happen to everybody and everywhere.